that the Trump Organization was working with investors. Okay, they were trying to, you know, show financial documents to other people who were going to invest or make business deals together. And the accusation that New York State made was subjectively based on my arbitrary opinion, because I don't know where on earth she gets the idea that, for instance, Mar-a-Lago is only worth $15 million. It's literally a historic mansion, now the mansion of the president. It's ridiculous, right? But based on my subjective opinion, I think your valuations are wrong, and I think you committed business fraud in that process. But here's what's very interesting, right? So it's not the fellow investors who are bringing the case, right? Because it'd be one thing if Trump showed this kind of net worth to other investors, and there's reasonable grounds to believe, oh, that was lying, and then we intentionally got into a bad business deal because you misrepresented it, and we lost all this money, and now we're suing you for the fraud. Maybe that might make sense if that was the case, but that's not what this court case was. No, instead, the state of New York, who is a third party here, they had nothing on the line, right? This is basically private business deals between two different investors. New York comes into the middle of that and says, no, Trump, you defrauded because we believe your property is worth a different number than your property is worth.